Hello and welcome to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This is episode number 25. It all feels a bit different because we're not remote on this podcast. We have been for the last couple of episodes. But anyway, first of all, I'm Stuart Lawler. And with me today in our new office here in Dublin is Sharon Lyons. Sharon, welcome.
Hi, Stuart.
Great to have you back.
Yes, it's good to be back and in an office.
In an office.
Rather than at home.
It's very, very strange, but we're starting to venture back out and moving into our office. If we sound a little different, we're wearing face coverings and adhering to social distancing as per the public health guidelines. So hope that doesn't detract from the recording that we're making today. Because Sharon, we want to talk about, and this was your idea, by the way, let's just credit you with that, this Windows 2004 or 2004 update from Microsoft for Windows 10. And it has been a kind of a couple of things about it, because for some people, they haven't received it yet. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of queries about whether people should install it, how the experience was for different people. So just maybe to start off, tell us a little bit about, because this is it's considered a major update, isn't that right?
It is. It's actually the ninth major update in Windows 10. So as we were told a few years ago, that Windows 10 would be the last kind of, like it would end in Windows 10. And there'd be major updates as we go along. So this is the kind of, I think it's from the May 2020 update, they call it, or maybe the April 2020 update.
Okay. So. Now, it's rolling out to machines over time. I had difficulty putting it on my Microsoft Surface device, which I use for work, because actually Microsoft don't have a version for the Surface yet. But
not
I did
yet,
put it on my desktop at home.
Right.
With no problems. It went on fine. But there are some things people need to be mindful of, don't they? Especially users of assistive technology.
Yes. I mean, as these updates come out, you know, I mean, as a user, I kind of hold back a little bit. I know that generally, I think essential updates for Windows, like security updates and things like that, will update themselves in the background, and that's grand, and depends on your machine as well how you have updates set up. But I kind of held off a bit myself as a user. But you know, at some point you're going to get asked to do this update. It will leave it for a while, and then it will start asking you to install the 2004 update. If you have assistive technology, because there's always a worry that when a Windows update is installed, then it's going to knock everything else out of sync, or you might start getting glitches. But what happens is, you see, if you want to use the latest Windows 10, then you need to be on like JAWS or ZoomText 2019 or 2020, obviously, the latest version. And then once you have one of those versions, you need to have the latest updates as well. So if you just make sure, if you get any issues, make sure you have all the latest updates so you can check for updates in the program.
And I think that's really important to say, especially for people on 2019, because it has to be the latest version of 2019. So obviously Vispero release these updates about every 8 weeks during the year. So you've got to make sure you're on the very latest version of your 2019 software. Obviously, if you have 2020, also make sure it's on the latest version. And then you should be, in terms of installing it, Sharon, because I did it with JAWS.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any problems. Although I know we were talking off air before this, because I thought it was very quick. It seemed to happen very fast. You had a completely opposite experience.
Took ages.
Okay.
And it said, it did actually, I think it warned me at the beginning, make sure you're plugged in and connected to the internet or something like that. And I was like, okay. And it said your PC may restart several times. Okay. And I just kept coming back to it, and it was like, you know, 30% configuring updates. It's like, right, I'll leave it for a bit more. So mine actually took quite a while and quite a few restarts.
Okay.
But it was fine.
Yeah, and I suppose it will depend on the computer you have, the model, and all sorts of other things are at play in terms of how long it takes. Now, I suppose when Microsoft release a major update, we're expecting major things.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen in this update that's exciting?
Well, there's a few different things. Now, when you actually look at a list of updates or different features in a new update. Just be aware that they might not, don't get too excited, because they might not all be available in your region yet. And I found that with Windows updates, there's a lot of good stuff, but you kind of, you have to wait a little bit longer. It kind of comes out in the US market first and then works its way around the rest of the world, you know. So the, all the ones that I'm going to mention now are, they're working with my machine anyway, in this region. So I'd say they'd be good for UK and Ireland. So one little thing is you can record issues with your login screen. So if you have any issues logging in to Windows, you can press Windows Control Shift and L, and then, you know, it will kind of record what's happening, what the problem you're having, and then you press Windows Control Shift and L again, and it actually comes up with a reference number, and it says thank you for your feedback.
So that's sending it direct to the tech. To yes. the tech support or to someone in Microsoft to say this, if you've had an issue, you can yes. record it, almost a log of what was happening.
Exactly. Around, yeah.
Okay, very useful, I would think.
And also, you know, if you have any problems in Windows, there is actually a steps recorder. Have you ever come across that?
No.
I was thinking, oh, this is great being able to record something on the login screen, but what if I have a Windows problem once I'm logged in? But yeah, the steps recorder, which is an app in Windows, allows you to record a problem, so you can go through the steps that you've had the problem and then stop recording, and then you save it as a file and you can send it to Microsoft. That has been around since Windows 7.
My goodness, never heard of it.
Okay. So I found that out as well. I think I'd heard of it before, but I'd never really used it, and it's just good to know, you know. Now the Windows search has got more intelligent. If anyone is used to Google, and you're like me and you tend to type really quickly and make little mistakes, but Google seems to just know what you mean. Mm. Well, the Windows search is becoming more like that. So for example, if I want to use PowerPoint, somehow I always spell it PowerPoint. It will understand that I mean PowerPoint now.
I'm really glad to hear that, because I do those little things all the time as well, either typing too fast or not thinking.
Yeah.
Frequently mix up letters.
And then you press enter and it starts doing a search on Bing.
Yeah. So that's great to hear.
Yeah. And it's going to get a bit more intelligent. For example, if you type in something like free space, it will give you storage settings and things like that. Okay. So you can type in something that, like keywords, and it will point you to the
natural words, almost exactly. natural language. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
The notifications area, you know, where you do Windows A and you can go to the different notifications in Windows. Mm-hmm. You can actually change the settings for notifications in that. So if you go into the notifications window, Windows A, and you kind of go to a notification and tab around, you'll get the settings, and you can actually turn off those notifications from that point for a particular program
Okay. Or
a particular feature. Yeah. So I don't think you had the ability to do it there and then before. Cortana, if you use Cortana, it's becoming, although I couldn't get it to work actually on my machine, but it might be a regional thing, but Cortana is becoming an app as opposed to being part of like the kind of Windows taskbar and everything. So Cortana is going to be a separate app.
And I believe that's because it's going to be, they're going to make it more of a Microsoft service. So it's not just going to be tied into Windows, isn't that right? So it's
yeah.
like Microsoft Cortana as opposed to Cortana for Windows. And I think yeah. presumably putting yeah. it onto other platforms as well.
And actually, yes. And the same thing happening with the Windows Defender.
Microsoft Defender.
The antivirus that Windows in Windows will become Microsoft mm-hmm. Defender. Yeah.
So some of this is in preparation, I think, for kind of bigger things to come in the future.
Yes. Yep. Interesting stuff.
What about from an accessibility standpoint? Because the built-in accessibility in Windows is really good, and Microsoft continue to do really good stuff. And I suppose they are continuing to work on that, aren't they?
They are. They're adding more stuff into it. So, for example, you have text cursor settings now. I think cursor and mouse settings were in one, but they split them out, mouse pointer and text cursor. So the text cursor, you can have a little indicator. It's like a little blob at the top and the bottom of your cursor to show where it is clearly in the text. Similar to the triangles in Zoom Text, if anyone's familiar with those. You get a lot more options in Zoom Text for cursor enhancements, but this will give you a few things like colour and size, so it will highlight the cursor for you. What else have you got? In the magnifier, if anyone's familiar with Windows Magnifier, it would always minimise to this magnifying glass that was really hard to see. So the little toolbar would minimise to a magnifying glass on the screen, and they've taken that away now, thank God. So you just have the control panel for the magnifier settings that you can kind of switch to and as a separate window, which also has reading controls, play and pause. So you can get it to, as part of Magnify, you can get it to read back text on the screen.
Fantastic.
And then there's a few narrator options as well. So you have options for indicating capital letters. So you can choose for it to say cap or, you know, the pitch sound, pitch change. Mm-hmm. Narrator now has image descriptions, but just from Microsoft.
Okay.
So, you know, the image descriptions in JAWS, I think it goes to several different places, mm-hmm. doesn't it, and picks up a lot of information. So it will pick up Microsoft's information about a particular image to give you some kind of description. And there's also some experimental improvements in Outlook that I believe you've been trying out there, Stuart.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is gives you, I guess, a very similar feel to what other screen readers like JAWS might do in Outlook. In the message list, for example, using reading, it has a kind of a table layout, and it reads really well. And actually, Narrator and Outlook 365 is doing really well. So I'm really interested to see how Microsoft are continuing to develop that. And there's no doubt, actually, that every time there's been a major Windows update, they have made significant enhancements to these accessibility options, which is really great to see. So in terms of the update, Sharon, people may or may not have it, because you don't necessarily sort of, you'll be given an alert, won't you, when it's ready for your machine, or when it's, because they're rolling it out gradually to people.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of it depends how you have updates set up on your machine, you know, but like I go in every so often and check for updates.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, it will come up on there, and it will probably give you, a lot of them, when you check for updates, they just go ahead and start downloading and installing. But this one will actually ask for you to okay it before it starts.
You can also pick a time, can't you? So you say, I'm not ready now, but download it and then let me know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll install it later on. I think that's a really good feature as well.
Yeah, but just be ready, just in case you're like me and your computer takes a little while. Make sure you leave it plugged in.
Okay.
And just let it work away.
Yeah. If people have questions about the Windows 10 update with assistive technology from Sight and Sound, then you can get our support on 01604 798 070, and that's my mobile phone ringing in the background, but this is live radio, so to speak. You can get our tech support on 01604 798 070. Our support at sightandsound.co.uk is the numbers, is the ways you can get in touch with us, or of course live chat on our newly revamped website.
Yes.
More to come on that on a future podcast episode.
Yes.
At www.sightandsound.co.uk, or indeed sightandsoundtechnology.ie. Sharon, great to have you. Thank you for chatting to us,
great
and
to be back.
Happy updating.
Thanks, Stuart.